Word of mouth can be a very powerful thing. Whenever a new movie comes out, I rarely pay attention to what the critics and the ads on TV say about it. Instead, I ask my friends if they have seen it and if they have what they think. When a friend or a family member tells me about a new restaurant that they like to eat at, I'm far more likely to try it. And when I'm enamored with a new pair of running shoes or a new case for my phone, I quickly become an evangelist for that product, letting everyone know how well it works and why they too should try it. Word of mouth is a powerful thing, which is something Domino's Pizza had to learn the hard way. Maybe you remember, but a few years ago, Domino's had many complaints on Facebook and Twitter about their pizza. There were endless tweets that the crust tasted like cardboard and the sauce like ketchup. Already facing a tough pizza market, Domino's found themselves in a bit of a PR crisis, having to figure out how to sell pizzas to people who had tasted, or had heard that they tasted like ketchup-covered cardboard. Word of mouth is a powerful thing, especially when we trust the one who is doing the telling, which is what happens at the start of today's gospel text. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. John's two disciples were out there with him because they heard John preaching about the one who was to come. They were curious and hopeful. And then Jesus walks by, and they think maybe that this was the one John had told them would come and save them, the Lamb of God, the one to end the Roman rule under which they were oppressed, the one to guide them out of the poverty that plagued them, the long-awaited Messiah. Maybe it was just that their hopes made them want to believe John. But I think it was much more likely that the two trusted John and his testimony. They'd heard him preach and they believed that what he had said before. So when John said, "Look, here's the Lamb of God," they trusted that it wasn't just fake news. They immediately took off after Jesus to see where he was going. Word of mouth is a powerful thing, especially when we trust the source. But that trust only lasts so long as if the object of our attention is worth our time and our energy. So when Jesus turned and saw the two following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" The two disciples mutter off a question about where he is staying, and in reply they receive an invitation from Jesus. "Come and see. If you don't believe your friend over there, then come see for yourself." This is Jesus' invitation. It worked for them, and it worked for Nathanael too. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about Moses in the law, about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Word of mouth is a powerful thing. And when that doesn't work, when it's not enough to simply believe what your friend tells you, there's always an invitation to see for yourself. Maybe you're here this morning because you know that there's something else beyond just what you can see and that you're looking for it here. Or you're here at the invitation of a friend or a family member who has said to you, "Come and see." But I think that at some point, Jesus himself has said to you, "Come and see." Maybe it was in the words of a friend who described to you the overwhelming sense of peace they experienced in prayer, or a series of coincidences that you just can't explain, or any other number of reasons or methods, but you have heard Jesus' simple invitation, "Come and see." See for yourself the goodness of God. It's an invitation that Jesus continues to extend to us time and time again. To see the wonder of a God who chooses to become incarnate in a vulnerable baby boy. A God who does not remain distant, but instead chooses to be with creation. Jesus has invited you to witness the miracles of love, hope, and joy. To go where he goes and to follow him. He's invited you to come and see the kingdom of God a way of being in the world that turns everything upside down and for the better. Come and see. Come and see Jesus feed the hungry and make wine from water. Come and see Jesus make the sick well and cleanse the lepers. Come and see a God who willingly enters the worst parts of our lives, going through them with us, and then creating new life in their wake. Come and see a God who weeps in grief. Come and see the God who knows you as intimately as Jesus knows Nathaniel, and still says to you, "You will see greater things than these." Come and see. Come and see not just a group of people gathered together on a bitter cold Sunday, huddled at least in here in the warmth of new boilers, but a group with wide-ranging political beliefs, life experiences, and differences of opinion united by Jesus as they struggle how to live in the kingdom of God together. Come and see the love that flows from and for those who are not necessarily like each other, yet together are still children of God. Come and see the power of walking through life together with a God who goes with us. Come and see. Come and see Jesus. The church has a PR problem if we're inviting others to come and see us, or the way we worship, or our building, as beautiful as it is, or really anything other than Jesus. But when we invite others to come and to see God, to see love embodied, love incarnated, only then will we begin to see the possibilities for, will they begin to see the possibilities for themselves and the world. Only then will they see the true church, made entirely believers of followers of Christ who do not have it all figured out yet. In the wake of their PR nightmare, Domino's decided the best way to tackle the problem wasn't to spin the negativity and to find a new way to sell ketchup-covered cardboard. Instead, they admitted that their pizza was awful, and they went back to the drawing board. They formulated a new crust recipe as well as a new sauce, so they had a better product for folks to talk about. And you know what? It worked. Word of mouth is a powerful thing, but only when the thing is worth it. We don't need to design a better product or invent a better God. People have tried before and it hasn't worked out well for them. We only need to invite others to come and to see Jesus. Come and see the one who has set us free from our fears and our failings. Set us free to be bold in the face of oppression and injustice. Set us free to go to new places and to open our doors to those who are in need. Free to be vulnerable in a world that demands strength. Free to follow Jesus into death and resurrection. Come and see. Come and see the one who has already changed the world and continues to do so every day. Come and see he whose promises cannot be broken. Come and see. Word of mouth is a powerful thing, especially when it starts with Jesus.